Hello everyone, and welcome to another story time with Miss T and Mini Meats. Today we're going to read a very special book. We actually had the pleasure of meeting the author of this book, and it's actually such a magical book. Are you guys ready to read it to all of our friends? No, we're not assuming that just yet.
Yeah.
I do have to say a backstory. This book has been all over, and a lot of other mini-me's have read this book, and now we get to share this to everybody else. So are you ready to say what it is?
Yeah.
Alright.
Yes.
We will be reading Jules the Magical Chef, written by Jewel D. and Ron L. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yes. Alright, let's get into it. Jules the Magical Chef makes enchanted dishes, giving the kids tasty treats and granting their wishes. Flying fruit salads soar through the air, magical melon and spellbound strawberries everywhere. Wow. Jules uses magical ingredients on every plate that always cures the kids' belly aches. But a wicked old witch named Mirandel lives up in the hill. She switches Jules' ingredients with nasty, evil meals. Oh no. Mirandel knows the kids like sweets, so she whipped up some wicked cupcakes for the kids to eat. A dish of green cupcakes lined the round rim, a dish that has a crusted and rusted old trim. Colorful frostings dusted with bright sprinkles. She smiles so very big, her one eye wrinkles. The cupcakes are held high into the air, and all the kids ate. No cupcakes to spare. But the curse of the cupcakes soon began. The kids grew fur and horns from Mirandel's evil plan. Oh no. Now, the colorful frosted cupcake treats had all the kids' faces bumpy like beets. Luckily, Jules' magical friends see the witch's spell. They run to Jules with a wicked tale to tell. Janaya the cat tells Jules of the horns and fur, and Skylar the unicorn reveals the nasty recipe that was stirred. Zoe the llama also hears the evil tale that's told, and the three friends search for magical ingredients on Unicorn Road. You think they're going to fix this?
Yes.
Alright, let's see. To save the kids, they must help make the cure. A magical fruit salad from Jewel will work for sure. They bring bananas, apples, and watermelons for Jewel. She stirs honeydew and strawberries using her magical tool. With a wave of her wand and a dancing dish, spellbound strawberries and apples will grant their wish. Jewel finishes her magical dish of enchanted fruits. The kids eat the delicious treat as Mirandel shakes in her boots. Wow, that's a very powerful fruit salad. The fur and horns begin to disappear. Jewel and her magic friends begin to cheer. Yay! They broke the spell. And do you know what they broke the spell with? Some magical fruits. Wow. Yes, they also have a coloring book in this book. And look, there's also a magical fruit salad recipe in here. Wow.
Melon, apple, strawberry, banana,
and honeydew.
And honeydew.
Yes. Honeydew is in that cup.
Honeydew.
Yes. The end. That is a great book. And we want to thank Jewel for giving us this book. and signing it for us, and we will be going to buy some more from her website, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to add the link so others can buy too, right?
Bye.
Yeah. Well, until next time.
Bye.
Bye.